Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Jessica Malugin back on the show. Jessica has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last couple of years. Associate Director of the Center for Technology Innovation at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. And she's here to talk to us about a very important topic, the antitrust paradox, and why small business owners should care. Jessica Malugin, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be here with you this week.
It's good to have you here, Jessica. So the book, the antitrust paradox, was written in the 70s by the immortal Robert Bork, Judge Robert Bork, that is still one of the great shames of America that he did not become a Supreme Court justice. But he's one of the great minds, one of the great constitutional minds of our time, maybe in the history of our country. And his book, The Antitrust Paradox, is being re-released. In fact, you guys are doing a forum on it later this week, which I'm looking forward to attending. Thank you for the invitation. I'd like for you to tell the audience what we've talked about antitrust. I've talked to them about it on my show before, and I've written about it. But my question to you is, what is, when people hear the antitrust paradox, tell them what that means.
Well, it's such an important question, and it's the crux of this very important and strangely pretty readable book about sort of a technical topic. But what Judge Bork was so talented in doing is explaining how the very same problems that U.S. antitrust law used to set out to solve, it often inadvertently caused. So if you think about it in that way, he kind of went through and detailed how that happens, why that happens. For the first time, he brought some real clarity to the realm of antitrust law, and he did that by arguing that the center of it and the point of it should be consumers' welfare, not the welfare of lesser competitors to a market leader, but this should be about the consumers. Are they being hurt or not? Should be the central point of the law. And that sounds obvious to us today because for the most part it has been the point of the law for the last 40 years. But at the time, antitrust law was really a mess, and it ended up protecting competitors, and that often inadvertently led to higher prices for consumers. So if you say, hey, big company, you can't cut your prices, you have to keep them up here because it's making it really hard for your competitors with your prices so low. Well, that sounds very charitable, but the problem with it is what you're doing then is keeping prices artificially high, and who pays the price for that? It's consumers.
Well, let me give you an example, Jessica. I used to work for Xerox in the 70s. Part of the process of xerography is something called developer, which is a bunch of little tiny steel ball bearings that deliver the toner to the drum. Well, for a long time, Xerox gave the toner. It was part of the rental of the equipment. They only had to pay for paper and toner. Well, competitors who took Xerox to court, and the court made they call that an antitrust infraction, and they made Xerox start charging for developers. So their customers who used to not have to pay for a developer started having to pay for it. And it was all about the competitor.
So that is the perfect example of what George Bork was highlighting in this book and saying, hey, wait a minute, this is crazy. You know, what is the goal here? We're not protecting consumers. We're oftentimes making things worse for them in an effort to protect competitors instead. So in the late 70s, he wrote this sort of seminal book and detailed filed all of this and made this argument saying it should be about consumers.
Yeah.
And the other big contribution was he said we should use economic evidence in these cases and look at this in an objective a way that an economist might. And that was also something now today seems obvious to us. But at the time, that was a real revolution in this body of law.
Right.
So, you know,
but the court still didn't follow that because as late as 2001, Microsoft was taken to court over their including their browser and their operating system. And all it wound up doing was hurting Microsoft. It didn't help the consumer because the technology went around the decision. And so, folks, this is an example. Now, part of the paradox is the analog slowness of the system. And I want to talk about that when we come back with Jessica Malugin about the future of this, the future of antitrust in the digital age. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.